So the first thing questions do is they change our focus and therefore our state immediately. The second thing that questions do is they change what we're deleting. Now remember, in order to feel unhappy, you have to focus on the things that would make you unhappy, and you have to delete all the great things that are happening in your life. Isn't that true? In other words, every one of us right now could get depressed. Piece of cake. All we have to do is focus on all the tragedy that's happening in the world right now, even little pieces of it. Children, they're dying right now of starvation. We can make pictures in our head of those bloated stomachs, hearing the cries of babies just as they pass off into death, seeing flies eating their flesh. How's that for graphic? At the same time, every one of us could be an absolute total pleasure. Interrupt that pattern of the picture you're looking at and think of something that could create total pleasure. And you know what? There are a zillion things. But to do that, you have to stop focusing. You have to delete all the negativity in the world and focus on things that make you feel great. So you could focus on a relationship you have. You could focus on how much you've already learned in the last 6 or 7 or 8 days. You could focus on the people that love you. You could focus on your ability as a human being to change your life at any moment in time. You could focus on what learning means to you. You could focus on the sun. You could focus on breathing fresh air. You could focus on the fact you live in a free country. You could focus on the fact that you have a connection with your creator. You could focus on anything and feel incredible. You could focus on new babies being born this moment that have a greater opportunity in life than any time in our history. There's so much we could focus on and feel good about. The challenge is this. You must control it through questions. Questions change what we delete. We're always deleting. Human beings, we're not going to stop deleting things. As long as we're going to delete things, why not delete the things that disempower you and focus on the things that empower you? Does that make sense? The third thing that questions do is they help you to get access to resources within yourself. I'm a big believer that anything you've ever wanted to accomplish, you've already got the resources inside of you to make it happen. That doesn't mean you shouldn't go out and learn from somebody else or model the success of others. I'm just saying the things you need to succeed are already in your core. The resources are there. You just need to get access to them by asking better questions. I'll give you an example. If I ask myself questions like, gosh, can I really do this? That creates a feeling of doubt. Do you hear how that does that? And that feeling of doubt will keep me in a state where I'm not going to get the most out of myself. But if instead I ask myself a question like, how can I make this thing happen right now more powerfully than I ever dreamed of and have fun doing it? If I keep asking that question, my brain will get access to more of my ability because whatever I ask for, my brain will give me. But if you ask your brain, can I really do this? And you do it with a tone of voice of doubt, you are going to get access to the resources called doubt. Does that make sense? If you think about it, the greatest communicators, the greatest teachers of all time were not people that so much taught us as they did ask us. They shared things with us, but they got us to use our own resources. They asked questions. All the great speakers have done this. Hey, Martin Luther King asked questions about a dream. John F. Kennedy asked, don't ask what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. He wanted you to take the resources out of yourself and contribute and expand our country. You must learn to ask habitual questions that empower you. I want you to know that I believe the success in my life has all come down to one basic skill, state management. On a consistent basis, I've learned how to manage my state, and therefore, I've been able to get myself to break through and take action when very few people around me were able to do the same. They were able to. That's probably not the best description. They weren't using their power because they didn't have access to all of it. And I've done that by every day doing things that would increase my physical ability, flexibility, power, energy. By the way, I move in the way I breathe, and also by consistently and daily conditioning myself to ask the kinds of questions, to create the kinds of focus that moves me towards larger levels of contribution and joy and fun and success and passion instead of the things that would pull me down, that would pull me to areas of frustration and anger and giving up. Listen, there is no capability difference between you and someone you consider to be an ultimate role model of success. The only difference is they've learned to use their mind and body with more power on a consistent basis. They've learned to manage their state. They've learned to use their body effectively. Whether they know it or not consciously doesn't matter. A lot of people do things without being aware of how they do it. And they've learned to control their mental focus. Remember, whatever we concentrate our focus on consistently and strive to learn from and make new distinctions about, we will get great at. I don't care what it is, if you focus on it daily and you strive to be better, you're going to make little distinctions that'll make you more and more effective every single day. So you better decide what you want to focus on in your life. and what you want to experience on a daily basis, because that's where your power is going to come from. That's where your power is going to emit from. That's the genesis of your power. I want you to know that many things that you think are impossible or difficult are only difficult or impossible because of the way you're focusing on things. You're focusing on how it can't be done, and you got to remember, whatever you focus on is what you get. So if you focus on how it can't be done, you are absolutely right, and no one's going to prove you wrong. So why not focus on what's possible and create that? I mean, that's how I created things like the Firewalk Seminar. All I did was hold a new level of possibility. Instead of focusing on how it couldn't be done or how it was a terrible thing or something like that, I focused on, hey, this is an incredible example of possibility. And if other people can do it, my focus and my question is, if they can do it, then how can we do it? How can I share it with other people? How could it be used as an empowering experience that's a lot of fun? I did the same thing with teach people wood breaking. You know, I teach people how to break wood karate style, not in 2 years, but in about 20 minutes. Again, not to make them this powerful person, but to show them that by simply changing their mental focus, by controlling their physical emotional state, and by modeling someone's success, that they can get results in 30 minutes that takes most people 2 years. And they have what we call a breakthrough, literally. I want you to know that you have every right at any moment in time to feel lousy, to feel bad, to feel sorry, to feel hurt. I am not saying by this tape program that you should never be disappointed or frustrated or angry or anything else, because all of those emotions have their place in their proper proportion. Hey, some of my greatest frustrations or angers or upsets are what have driven some of my greatest successes, because it's made me search for more. But see, what's interesting is the pain drove me, but what changed me from other people who just gave up is I asked better questions. I found a way to say, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? How can I expand from this? What can I take from this experience that'll empower me? What can I learn from this so I never have to experience it again? And by asking empowering questions, how can I take advantage of this? What's the actual benefit in this situation that I probably hadn't noticed? I began to find benefits. Whereas other people said, why did this happen to me? Why does this always happen to me? Why did you do this to me, Lord? How come I'm not smart enough to pull this off? Why do I keep self-sabotaging? See, that's the difference between success and failure. So I want you to know, I'm not saying you can't feel bad. I'm just saying when you're done feeling bad, here's how to change. And you may not want to spend quite so much time feeling bad in the future, because feeling bad is based on focus. If you change your focus, you can feel good instantly, right now, at this moment now. So let me ask you a few questions. And what I'd like you to do for your homework is design some questions. Every morning of my life, I wake up and I ask myself questions. Now, the truth is you already do this too. The only problem is you're not doing it consciously. Think about it. When you're shaving, are you thinking and talking to yourself? Know that the process of thinking is nothing but asking and answering questions. You're doing it constantly. That's where your thoughts come from. Think about it. Now, you might say, well, no, that's not true, or yes, it is true. If you said, no, it's true, or yes, it is, it's because you asked yourself the question, is that true, or something like it. See, some of the questions you ask are subconscious. Your brain is deciding all the time. If I get in this car, if I turn here, what's going to happen? Is that car coming too close or too far? You're asking questions constantly, subconsciously, but you're also doing it consciously. When you're shaving or putting on your makeup or shampooing, you're asking questions, but it might be questions like, God, why do I always have to do this? Why do I have to go to work today? Think about the kind of states that those questions create. And what would be some more empowering questions? Like, what could I do today that would make today more fun than ever before? What could I do today that would create a breakthrough in my business? What could I do today to connect more with my family members? I wonder what's going to happen today that'll make me feel total pleasure for no reason. I wonder what I'll see today that I haven't seen before. See, those kinds of questions will empower you. If you're bored, it's because you ask lousy questions. You probably ask questions like, why do I have to do this? Why do we do this all the time? Why do we always do these things? Versus looking around saying, God, what could I notice today that I haven't noticed before? See, what could I see today that I haven't seen before? What could I smell today I haven't smelled before? See, it's called directing your computer.